assume they had an MRI, but what did the results show?
No significant damage. No significant damage. Like I said, it's just a little sore. You know, just taking precautionary, just, you know, continue to strengthen it and give it some rest.
How much of a relief is that after you put yourself in this position that it isn't something more serious?
I just thank God, man. It, you know, it's not, you know, as worse as it could be. You take a look at all the headlines with all the guys with knee injuries. So, you know, you just pray and hope that, you know, when you go for it, it's not as bad as that. So I'm just thankful for that.
Do those headlines kind of go through your mind when you're first hurt?
Because you don't know. You know what I'm saying? When it's a bone or something, you might know a little bit more. When it's a muscle or something like that, you're more like you got to wait till the doctor see it, you know.
So how long do you think? Do you think you'll be able to practice next week?
I don't know, man. We'll see. We'll take it one day at a time. It's remarkable how it feels from one day to the next. So I just, keep working on it, keep coming to treatment, and just keep getting better every day.
Coach Magnus said he felt comfortable with Tomlinson playing week one. Mm-hmm. He feels like he's ready if obviously you're not out there. What do you think of what you've seen from him?
Oh, Tomlinson, he's been doing nothing but getting better since he's been here. Coming to work each and every day. You know, in the film room, in the weight room, on the field. So, you know, I think that he's definitely earned his opportunity. You know, if unfortunately I'm not able to go, then I think that'll be, you know, good for him. I'm comfortable with him there, too.
What happened on the play?
Just got rolled up a little bit. You know, just, you know, around the pile a little bit too long. And got rolled up a little bit, so.
Friendly fire, or was it a...
Nah, just guys playing physical. You know, I just learned from my lesson and try to stay away from the piles a little bit.
I know you maybe can't say it definitively, but do you expect that you'll be ready to play for the opener?
I want to. I'd be lying if I said I didn't want to. You know, I definitely want to play for the opener. But, you know, I just got to, you know my body, listen to my body, and take it one day at a time.
Where do you think you made the biggest jump, Jay, this year to put yourself in the position you are now based on your performance in past seasons?
Just trying to be consistent, you know, trying to learn from my mistakes, you know, just trying to push myself forward each and every day, trying to be the best player out there I can be. And I work, like I said, I always talk about the guys I work next to, man. It's phenomenal. And I'm just very humbled to work next to those guys, and they make my job that much easier.
How do you continue to stay ready if your knee is not ready?
Mentally, man. It's more mental than anything. I'm going to come here, and I seen something Julian Edelman said. I'm relentless when he said he tore his ACL and just getting back. I feel the same way. You know, it's a warrior mentality. You wanting to be out there with your brothers, and you just want to continue do the best to get out there. But you also got to be smart. You got to know that. You know, it's a long season, and if, you know, I'll be better the week after than that week, then I'm better off listening to my body. But we'll see what God has in store.